y'all. Hey, this is Dr. O here for another episode of Dr. O After Dark. Now, I know what many of you may be thinking, like, Dr. O, what's up? It's after dark. Why are you looking so stuffy? Where's your glass of wine? We can wind down and all that jazz. That is it. And you never know, don't let the cup fool you, because you never know what's in the cup. But tonight in particular, the reason why I have my tear course mug and my purple and tear course is because we are honoring Suicide Prevention Month. Each September, on September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. And the month of September is meant to bring awareness to suicide prevention. Now, I know that is a pretty heavy topic, and even though we get into it all, we like to have a little bit of fun and jazz it up and make it not so heavy. So again, don't let the mug fool you, baby, because you never know what's in the cup. But we're gonna have a wonderful time with tonight's guest, Mr. Silas Clemens.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight.
Oh yeah, glad to be here.
Ladies, y'all, I don't know if you can zoom into this up close, but this is a tall, attractive Black man with a beautiful smile. I hear great credit and got a lot going on for himself. We gonna get right into it, and I might even let you know if he is single or not. That I don't know. But we might find out.
All right.
So how you doing, Silas?
I'm good.
Well, thank you so much. So I know you are doing your thing out here. You're an actor, a film writer and maker.
Correct.
A serial entrepreneur.
Correct.
And I also hear a jack of all trades.
Right.
Now, I'm glad to see that you know, you're taking that on real good, and you like, right, going in stride, because a lot of people, they get, you know, kind of iffy when they be like a jack of all trades, because they're used to the saying of a jack of all trades is a master at none. You familiar? You been familiar with that
one? Yes, correct.
But what they don't know is the actual full quote is, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but sometimes or oftentimes better than a master of one.
Okay. I like that.
So having all those trades is better than just having one, like most of y'all
get
on your game.
Right.
Now, so tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, yeah. I always, in college, I always had a camera and was always interested in being in front of the camera and whatnot. And around 2018, I moved back to Atlanta and got into the movie industry. And from there, I started working on different films, different Marvel films. I worked on some Jamie Foxx movies. The list goes on, you know, and basically right now I'm looking into doing some more independent things, like starting my own production company. I had a little setback these last couple months. But I'm bouncing back now, and I'm about to start back going hard with this independent movie grind and acting and different things as well. So, yeah.
You need singers too?
I might need some singers. I used to have a recording studio in Detroit.
My voice feeling kind of raspy. I said earlier I feel like Eartha Kitt.
Okay.
You know, I got it. You know, I used to do some drama and stuff, and you know, college. I can't sing, but you know, I can. If you need me to, I can. You know, up in there.
I'll see what's up.
Don't forget about, you know, big screen.
I got you.
So anybody else out there looking for it, hey, you know I'm available. Call me at 555.
Don't give out the movie phone number.
No, but seriously, so well, actually, I heard you say Marvel films, and just the other night, I was watching Black Adam.
Okay.
Was that one of the ones?
No, almost Black Panther, though. You know, yeah, I worked on Black Panther 2, yeah, Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. So. Oh, so let me ask you this. Are all them, this is hard and chocolate and...
What are you trying to say here?
Up close.
Up close what?
Like in real life. Or is that just all fluff and...
Is what up close and what do you mean?
All the Wakanda Forever men.
I'll be looking at them.
What about women? I mean, women just as pretty?
Oh, yeah. Women fine, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so if you had one of your female co-workers, are they salivating over the men?
No, we all professional. We all keep it kind of professional on set, you know?
Professional, but behind the scenes salivate. Like, you know, you can see it in behind, the eyes. You behind, can see it, like...
Behind the scenes, you things go down, but, you know...
Look, you're making it complicated. Yeah. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah.
Do I need to get in the film industry, you know, maybe...
You might.
Put some cocoa butter on.
You might.
Have them hot glistening in the sun.
They'll holler you, attractive woman. They'll holler you, feel me? Yeah, you know.
Can't have no hollering, you know.
Yeah.
I can just pretend.
Yeah, just rub the oil and whatnot.
Yes, it's all for acting.
Yeah.
But outside of acting, you know. I love you, honey. But you did say Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You kind of look like Jamie Foxx a little bit.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I just noticed that, yeah. Okay, so where did you go to college?
Florida A&M in Tallahassee.
AMU?
Yeah,
AMU. All right, okay.
Yeah, Rattlesnake.
What was it?
Yeah, I was a Rattlesnake. Shout out to Tallahassee, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Woo, that brings back memories. Back when I was in the Navy and in Pensacola, Florida, 1998, going to homecoming, baby. That's a whole nother story for Dr. O, but whoo, those were some good times, y'all. Those
okay,
some good times.
All right.
So, let's get on into, seriously, what we're here for and what we want to talk about is a little bit about suicide prevention. And I know with you being in the arts industry and the film industry and things of that nature, that it's a high stress, high in, you know, mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, etc. Can you speak a little bit on maybe what your experience is, not only maybe as an actor, but also just in the industry, in the arts industry as a whole?
Experience like is like stress wise?
Yes.
Stress wise in the movie industry, everything has to be perfect on time. Sometimes the directors or producers, they might talk to you a little crazy because they feel like they're a little step up. But, you know, other than that, you know, everything's kind of smooth sailing. I love it. You ain't too much stress. You know, when I'm stressed out, I like to go on a movie set and get unstressed. You know what I mean? So I try to keep it stress-free as possible. But there's a lot of people that's, you know, have their ups and downs in the movie industry because it can be depressing. Like if you're working one, for like a year or two, you're working, or for a couple months, you're working on a show, and then the show ends, you might get laid off, and then you can't find any work no more. And then your friends are finding work, and then you're like, well, dang, why can't I find work? So that might bring some depression on to you, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, it's just to each his own. Just depends on how you handle your stress, you know?
Okay, well, I know recently there has been a strike going on in the entertainment industry. Mm. We know, I believe I read somewhere, I forget his name, but he had to like sell his house or something, you know, like that. He's a pretty, you know, big and well-known actor. He had to sell his house and some other, you know, lower people who are on the, you know, lower end of the entertainment industry who's also being impacted. And because this is they're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, they're, you know, having high stress levels, you know, more depression, anxiety, and right. things of that nature. Yeah. And are you familiar with any of that, like within, you know, have you heard about any of that within your colleagues or just within the union?
I heard about people like somebody losing a home, losing their home and whatnot. But sometimes you do gotta see, we don't live paycheck to paycheck though. They don't live paycheck to paycheck on the movie industry. But if you make a certain amount of money, you should save it. You know what I mean? Cause hard times is always, you know, you never predict the future, you know what I mean? So I always learn to save my money, and then I invested my money in certain things, and I have other little, not little, but other hustles and business ventures that I do to help bring me money while I'm unemployed right now in the movie industry.
And I want to get into a little bit of more of that, so you can tell us a little bit more about that. But one thing I want to kind of bring up is just that entrepreneur spirit in you. Yeah. It is what makes you different. As you said, we don't live, or they don't live paycheck to paycheck. Well, people who make $5,000, you know, we can still be living paycheck to paycheck because they don't know how to budget, or they're living well beyond their means, or whatever, you know, the case maybe, but because of, you know, how you are with your finances and, you know, your entrepreneur spirit and things like that, that is not, you know, how to manage and budget and so on and, you know, and so forth.
Right.
And, you know, I'm also believing in the article, it was talking, you know, like really early career.
Right.
You know, I think they mentioned like they were only getting paid, you know, like 25 or so, like dollar an hour, you know, level. So that's, you know, in that regard is more, what, 10, 20,000 a year.
Right.
Yeah, to live off of. So when we look at into that aspect and you don't have that, especially for those who are early in career and coming out of college, coming out of, you know, their homes, from their families and that nurturing environment and things like that. What would you tell maybe like someone young coming into the industry and maybe this was their first big break and then the strike hit?
Save your money. That's what I tell somebody that's just coming into this industry. Like, you might get a certain amount of money, you might want to blow it and spend it on this, but, you know, save your money because you don't know when a hard time's gonna approach. But once you get your foot in the door and you start knowing people and finding more and more jobs, then you can be, you know, you can start splurging a little bit. When you first get your foot in the door, you might just want to save the little money that you make. Like, say you work on a show for a month, the money that you bring in a month is more than a lot of people make, you know what I mean? And you know, so just save that, and then, you know, hopefully, or invest it into something, you know? So
let's say, you know, just graduated college, just finished, you know, an unpaid internship. This was my first big gig, and then the strike hit. Okay. So I don't have any money to save. You know, I'm already moonlighting at night to, you know, pay my bills. And now I'm at a point where, you know, I feel isolated. I feel, you know, depressed. I feel anxiety. I feel fear. and I'm having thoughts of just like, this ain't worth it. None of it is worth it. What would you tell a young person in the industry?
Get around some good people, you know what I mean? And good love, you know? There was points in time where I was down, and then the people that I was around helped me get through what I was getting through, you know what I mean? So get around some good people and then make friends in the movie industry. And those friends might be like, okay, I got a show for you. I got this for you. I got that for you. But right now, nobody's working. So, you know, we all in the same boat. So, you know, right now you just got to, I guess, look for a regular job or, you know, for right now, but it's not gonna be forever, you know. They're never gonna not make movies again, so I don't see the strike being forever, so.
Well, I like that you say getting around good people. Yeah. And the reason I like that is because that is the theme of 2023's Suicide Prevention Month. It is connect to protect.
Okay.
So connecting with others helps protect those who are feeling down, depressed, isolating. Connectedness heightens the critical role in relationships and interpersonal connections to our families, our friends, our community, our resources, and ultimately in preventing suicide. So you're absolutely right in getting around people, getting around people who are going through the same experiences,
right.
Getting around people who have, this is not their first strike and they're more mature in the game than you are. Getting around like-minded people. And when you are around those people, or if you are one of those people where someone comes to you, some key factors that we want to talk about is, first, you want to ask. Okay, so people with thoughts of suicide feel relief when someone asks them in a caring way. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? So the first thing that we want to do is ask. Talk to your friends, man. Talk to your family. Ask them how they doing. There's so much going on in this world, even outside of the strike in, you know, the film industry. Check on, as they say, check on your strong friends. But check on those who are not so strong too. Check on everybody. Then after you check on them and you ask them, you have to be there. Studies show that people are more likely to feel less depressed, less suicidal, less overwhelmed, and more hopeful by speaking to someone who listens. So don't just ask, hey, how you doing? But don't really want to hear how they doing. You want to hear them say fine, so you can go on. So let's ask, let's check in on them and be there for them to listen. We want to keep them safe. Studies also show that when there are lethal means available, they are made or they're more likely to use deadly force in committing suicide. And the suicide is more frequent with those where lethal weapons are available and they have declined where they have not. Last, you want to be able to help them stay connected. So again, as you mentioned, getting them together with other resources, getting them together with a network, getting them together with friends. I remember when I was young in the Navy and my first year when I was stationed in Pensacola, Florida, and I could not afford to go home for Thanksgiving. And I was connected with a family who I spent Thanksgiving with and had Thanksgiving dinner. And that was the first time I was introduced to ambrosia. And yes, they were ambrosia. And and I absolutely loved it. And so just those little things of taking someone you know, under your wing and having them and creating that network also helps in preventing suicide. And then, of course, we always just want to follow up with them. Continue to check in on them, follow up with them, make sure they're good, seeing how they're doing. All right, y'all, so those are a little bit of tips for you in regards to how you can help suicide, prevent suicide. If you are having suicidal thoughts, ideations, or you know someone who is, please contact me at drdroliviawest.com for more information and support, or dial the number, call or text 988 for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. They have 24/7 access to counselors who are available to speak to you. So now you have all that information. 988, that's an easy number to remember.
Yeah, it is.
And times anybody is kind of feeling the way, you have a place to kind of guide them to. Because I'm sure you may also experience this as you are creating your own film, and you're going to be the big man behind the scene and everything, and everybody's going to fall under you, and they're going to all bring it up to the top. Right. So you're going to need these types of resources and things like that.
Yeah.
So for that, or also even in the real estate industry, which I also hear that you're into and different things of that nature.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit more about all of the other things that Silas has going on.
I just recently started getting into buying properties and real estate, like looking into it. And so I have two homes that I have, but I bought my first home a couple months ago. Another home was passed down to me, but so I use that. I put renters in that home, and basically they pay off the mortgage on my new home. So basically I'm just living for free. So now it's to the point like I want to get another house and Airbnb it or put some renters in that. And I kind of added up how much money I can make Airbnb in it. So I'm starting to get into that. And so I want to get into it too, because I want to pass something down to my kids, to my future, my future kids and my son, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and then it's like, I look at different markets too. Like Florida has a good market. Mm-hmm. Daytona Beach has a good market to buy houses. So I'm looking in back to buying something probably in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
And, so hopefully in the next couple months I'll have something.
Okay. So you truly are a jack of all trades.
I'm trying to get into it. I'm a hustler, you know. I gotta get it, you know.
I can't
live too regular forever, you know what I mean?
Now, where are you originally from? Are you from Atlanta?
Nah, I'm from Detroit.
From the D.
Yeah, I got it on my hand.
Ladies, y'all know what that means.
What that mean? Hustlers in Detroit.
So speaking of children,
mm-hmm.
Are you married, single, engaged, divorced, separated?
I have a girlfriend.
What's your girlfriend's name? Shout around.
I ain't gonna shout her out on here.
We're gonna shout out the girlfriend, the no-name girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend, though, you know.
So ladies, that means he's not single. He has a no-name girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, they could have got me, but they were playing games. So the one that ain't been playing games, she didn't got me. You feel me? It's too late. You know what I mean? It's too late.
The ghost of girlfriend's past. Okay, all right. So, well, Mr. Silas,
mm-hmm.
How can anybody who is interested in, you know, know, maybe find out more about the film industry or what you're doing or what you're doing in real estate, your other adventures. Find you.
Yeah, you can find me on social media, Silas Poe, that's S-I-L-A-S-P-O-E, or Facebook at Silas Clements. Or you can just Google me, Silas Clements, that's C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S, and you're gonna see all the movies I done worked on. And then, I don't know, through Instagram, you'll start seeing how I start progressing in this real estate while I'm not doing films. And then, like I said, I'm learning, and then I'm willing to teach people as I'm learning too. So, you know, I want y'all to come aboard and just watch how I do this, because I'm trying to pass game to a lot of black people, man, so we can start owning things and passing this shit down to our kids, and we can build generational wealth for our families, and we ain't gotta, you know, our families don't have to work hard, like, you know what I mean? Like, we've been working hard, so that's that, you know what I mean? Our future kids, I mean.
I hear that. So y'all, this again is Silas Clements, and he said, Google me, bitch. Got that IMDPPD, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. What is it?
The IMDB.
Yeah, the IMDB. Google him. That's all you need to know is Silas Clements. Make sure y'all check him out. And thank you again for joining us. And y'all do not forget about 988, the suicide prevention hotline number.